got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Thanks for buckling in on that last segment. We were everywhere we probably shouldn't have been.
That's a shock.
Yeah, but we got something good now. We got a guest in the studio.
I got a funny story. I'm in the supermarket, and I'm standing there trying to order something at the deli counter and talk to this guy.
Do they sell lamb-shaped butter?
You know, that's, you just stole the punchline. Oh. No. No, so this guy looks over at my, I have my Grillin' Guys, I don't know, something on, my flannel shirt. And he looks over and he goes, "Are you one of the Grillin' Guys?" And it's the typical conversation we have. This has happened for years. And we're like, of course, and yada, yada. We get to talking, come to find out he lives very close to me. And we get to talking and he tells me what he does for a living, and I'll let him do the story. But it's not Ricky Bobby. He does have two first names. His name is Gentry Barney.
Okay.
Welcome to the Grillin' Guys.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it. And I actually got an interesting story. I think delivered to, I met you one time.
You've been on my porch.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
You were doing Uber.
I was delivering Shipt. I do Shipt.
Yes. I was there too.
Yeah, that's why I was like, it just clicked a minute ago. Yeah. I'm like, I've met these guys before, and when you're talking about the pool and the whole
thing together,
yeah, we talked.
Beer? Do you still work for Shipt?
I do.
Oh, it was a pop.
Yeah, I think I had a pop with you guys. That must have been it. Yeah, no, so that's pretty cool.
I just got a flashback of you.
Yeah, you remember that?
I do remember that. Emily was there.
Yes,
Emily had ordered all the stuff. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Holy flashback right there.
Well, small world.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you guys, for sure. Yeah, awesome.
Now that we got through that, what Gentry has is a company, and I'll let you take it away, Gentry.
So a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, the idea was downloaded to me, and I was unknowingly discipling a friend of mine, just telling him he had a lot of anxiety, and just I had recently become a Christian and was getting deeper
witnessed?
In my faith. Yeah, I certainly did. And I just kind of telling him how God can help him take away some of his fears and things like that. And when I would send him scriptures and we'd have a little text back and forth, and we started saying bless up, kind of like peace out was just like a thing we'd say when we were ending our text. And so I just said, all of a sudden, hey, we should make some bless up t-shirts, thinking for me and him. And light bulb goes off.
Bonding.
Yes, bonding. And all of a sudden I'm like, man, that's a pretty good idea. And in the past, you have a lot of times throughout your life, you have good ideas. You write them down.
And you just have ideas.
Yeah. And then you don't do anything with them. And I thought, I've become a Christian. I need to do things differently than I've done in the past. So I immediately got on the phone and called somebody that I knew that did screen printing and embroidery. And just asked them about doing the shirts. And then when I got a quote from them, I contacted another friend that I hadn't talked to in 15 years that had started a clothing line before. And when I told him the idea about doing the shirts, because I was like, well, this will give me a good reason to call him to see if the quote I'm getting is correct. And he asked me, his name's Brian Mason, which is actually, he's starting his own like barbecue sauce line that's going to be coming out in about a year anyways, but so that might go with the Grillin' Guys, but definitely would. And when I told him about the idea, he said, well, are you getting shirts made or are you starting a clothing line? And
ding ding ding
exactly. and since I've become a Christ follower, I really try to think about what am I hearing, what am I seeing, who's paths am I crossing, like even crossing paths with you, Bob, the other day. Just
some
what
good,
what led
some not so good,
right? Yeah, to be determined.
Don't get into my grilling shack again.
So
it's kind of providential that you're here on Easter weekend.
Yeah, it really is, definitely. Right. It seems,
all because of some corned beef,
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And I actually was going to say something to you. I was telling my customer the story after I had left talking to you, that I saw the patch on your shirt, and I was kind of like, I didn't want to say anything because I felt like a little, like it might be awkward, might be weird, But I'm really like follow through on things I don't really want to do.
That would go against everything you're doing.
Yes.
You're selling to people who want to promote something.
Yes.
They're dying for you to say, "Hey, that's cool."
Yeah, I know, and that's been it's been a cool journey for me to get over self-doubt and do things that I don't want to do, because I often feel like with being a Christian or following Christ that you kind of, for me, I feel like I have to do the opposite of what I want to do a lot of times by choosing the right thing when it's so easy to do the wrong thing.
It's so easy. There's a Romans passage that says, "And we know." There's actually a Truther channel called "And We Know." You ever seen that?
Oh, I have not.
Yeah, he's a retired Marine lieutenant. Anyway, he sells a line of gear, and in his show, he always shows people from around the world that are sending their pictures of his gear. That's something you can do.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
We'll so tell you. Us about the gear. Where can you get it? How can you get it?
So you can get it on blessupclothers.com. We also have a stand in the garden that's in Lowell. It's on Lincoln Lake. Just a small little stand that we put in there. If you know, I don't know if you know Bobby.
Yep, I know Bobby.
Okay.
He used to be the head bartender at your brewery right there on the corner, main corners in Lowell.
Yep, he lives on Lincoln Lake?
No, Lincoln Lake Road.
And what?
Halfway up to the north of town, just he's got a farm on the left, raises all those flowers.
Yeah, and there's a chiropractic office. He has a chiropractic office there. And there's
In Lowell Township.
Yes. Yep. Yes. Oh.
There's a Liam B's in there, and then there's a dentist practice there as well.
Yep. Oh, yeah, Marty.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're getting real local now.
That's okay. This is the grilling world. We're all connected.
Yep.
You know, that's why if you have Bless Up Clothing, I mean you could buy that logo, but I bet you would also do other people's clothes too, wouldn't you?
Yes. We actually so starting this as a way to evangelize and spread the word. I mean, a lot of it really came from, you know, I saw people wearing Christian clothes, and I've been an artist my whole life, and I saw people wearing Christian clothes, but I thought, you know, that's cool they're wearing it, but it wasn't something I would wear. So then another light bulb went off. Well, then make something that you would wear and use your gifts. And so that's kind of what I did. And through doing that, word of mouth spread that we were making our own gear, and we started doing it, turned into like a screen printing business as well. So we're doing a lot of stuff for businesses.
And that artwork is a big deal.
Yes. Yep. We're designing like logos.
Our logo. Amazing. Greg Palazzolo built it.
Yeah, that's super cool.
It's copyrighted, everything.
Yep.
I know we only paid half price and it was thousands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was worth it. I mean, it's timeless.
It is.
And that's the cool thing about logos, and he does, he's fantastic.
Until you have to put it on a piece of clothing, and then the stitch count makes the guy go cross-eyed.
7,000 or something. Yep. But anyway, so do you do embroidery and screen print, or just a screen print at this time?
Right now, just screen printing. We're just slowly building. We're buying new equipment as we go. We definitely want to get into screen or to embroidery at some point as we grow. You know, you can farm that out
if you get a part of an order.
Yep. We actually can do that as well. So,
so if somebody wanted to find that, where do they get it?
So they can go to blessupclothers.com.
Okay.
And also for embroidery work, you could reach us at support@blessupclothers.com.
And here's the cool part. Gentry Barney is a grilling guy, and he's here because he noticed the logo and he's at the meat counter. He's like,
shopping for somebody else.
Buying
but
meat.
There.
Oh, were you doing shipped at that
point? So doing shipped really kind of led me into this, honestly. It's been a real blessing to work for myself, honestly, and
you get to
pick
meet a lot
my
of
hours.
People.
Meet a lot of people, a lot of interesting conversations, and to have the chance to cheer people up because there's so many broken people walking around. It's really crazy to think we all have things that happened in our past, and the people that are just walking around still holding on to things that happened to them while they were young.
Well, I think now really, in particular, this season we're in, not Easter, but the world needs something to focus on that's hopeful.
Definitely. And that's the big part of my clothing line is I put stuff in Hebrew. I have different symbols that just create conversation. People see you wearing it, and they might ask you, hey, what does that mean? What does that stand for? And now you're talking about God.
Well, awesome. You've been listening to The Grilling Guys. This is Gentry Barney with Bless Up. The website again?
BlessUpClothers.com.
Okay, check this dude out. Thanks for joining
us.
Check
it out. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker, and create a little grill envy in your neighborhood. Spring has sprung. The time is here, and I'd hate for you to miss one opportunity to cook.
And don't forget to lay out that grilling area today.
Right.
And get on it.
Give yourself more room. We appreciate you tuning in. We'll talk with you next week.
See you.